Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, here we go on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. A lot to get to today. We're going to talk some NFL playoffs and back from his swamp hiatus. On the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is Kip Branch.
It's good to be back, brother. Had a good week. Talked to management. Told them I was getting a little burnout. They gave me some time off. And, you know, sometimes when you have a great relationship with management, things tend to go your way.
As apparently you do.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Very rarely is there anything that you ask management for that, to my knowledge, you haven't gotten.
That is correct. That is, I mean, that's because you have to, you know, if you're nice and you do your job, you bring in ratings, I mean, you get to do things.
What I don't understand is why don't I get as much time off?
You've got to work on your people skills a little bit, I guess.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Awesome Nissan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altam Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland in St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
So apparently there's a big football game coming up.
Yeah, there's a Super Bowl coming up. Tom Brady's going to be appearing, I think, in his 9th Super Bowl. Is that...
That's correct. 9 Super Bowls. He's 5-3. No quarterback in NFL history has won more than 4 Super Bowl games that's not named Tom Brady. No quarterback in NFL history has even come close to going to 9 Super Bowls not named Tom Brady.
9 Super Bowls.
In my opinion, Tom Brady is the best quarterback, and it's not close, to have ever breathed an ounce of oxygen.
He's the GOAT.
I agree.
Yeah, he is. I mean, and that was on full display last week in the AFC Championship game when... Chips were down a little bit. Tom Brady comes in and does what Tom Brady does, and he led a victory against the Kansas City Chiefs.
And apparently there were some people that were a little confused or maybe even upset about some referee calls in the Rams game and the Patriots game. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Let's talk about the Patriots one. Where allegedly Tom Brady was roughed, but then people are saying that he wasn't. Look at the tape.
I did. I've watched it.
That is a blatant hand to the head. That's illegal in the NFL. That was a good call.
He got hit in the chest, but, you know, that's okay. I mean, he's still the greatest quarterback of all time.
The NFL rules specifically state nowhere near the head.
He got hit in the chest.
Nowhere near the head. The terminology was wrong. It wasn't roughing the passer. It should have been illegal hands to the face.
You know, nowhere near the head. I mean, average human's around 6 foot tall. If you hit them in the foot, that's near the head, technically. So, you know, you're splitting hairs here. But
that's a good call.
I get it. The Saints got hosed. That was pass interference. They blew that call. I don't know what happens after that, but the Saints should have had a first down. Inside the 15-yard line.
It would have been at the 6.
At the 6. Yeah, they would have been first and goal from the 6 if they don't blow that call. That's a bad call.
What a great play that was by Coleman.
I mean, he got away with it. If you do not draw the flag, then it's a great play.
It is a fantastic play. He saved the Rams season. And maybe he saved the Rams season because, like you said, at the end of the day, you got first and goal from the six, but you don't know what's going to happen after that. They might have fumbled the football. They might have taken a silly sack.
They could
the kicker might have just choked one away and missed. You don't know.
We'll never know, but that was a horrible call.
What we do know is the Rams are going to the Super Bowl.
They're going to the Super Bowl, and it's going to be running back you on display in Atlanta.
You wrote a good story about on the GeorgiaSportsEdition.com about that, Sony Michel and Todd Gurley representing University of Georgia as the starting running backs for their respective teams.
You realize that in 2014 that Sonny Michel, Todd Gurley, and Nick Chubb were in the same backfield and Georgia didn't win anything.
And Michel was the guy that wasn't getting a ton of the snaps at that point.
Yeah, he was like, he was Brian Herrian.
Yeah.
That's what he was in 2014. And now Sonny Michel. Oh, my wife loves Sonny Michel. He is a baller. And, you know, 200-yard games in the playoffs. To me, the Patriots needed somebody to stabilize that run game when they drafted Michel in the first round. They brought him in, and he's been the guy. And, man, that offense is when there's a run game to go with Tom Brady, Patriots are more dangerous than they currently are.
You got a winner?
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It's hard to bet against the Patriots. I'm not. Tom Brady, Jared Goff. Tom Brady, Jared Goff. Tom Brady, Jared Goff. Who you got?
That seems like it would be a really difficult decision.
Yeah.
But?
Rams are a little bit better on defense than Kansas City. A lot better, actually. And we'll see if that poses any challenge. If they can get a pass rush on Tom, we'll see how that plays out.
Tom Brady versus Nick Foles last year, and look what happened there.
If it wasn't for Eli Manning, Tom Brady would have 7 Super Bowl rings.
He'd be 7-1.
He would. So that make Eli a top 5 quarterback of all time? No.
Not at all.
Nah.
2 Super Bowl wins, and to be honest with you, the two Super Bowls that he has basically were because of great catches by New York Giant wide receivers. That's the only reason that he lost those 2 Super Bowls.
But he put the ball in position to be caught, right?
Ish. Talking about Eli Manning.
Yeah, Eli. Ish. Eli's got 2 rings.
Ish.
I mean, one of them teams was an undefeated Patriots team that lost to the Giants.
In the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
On another, again, game-winning drive, big catch. Circus catch.
A catch is a catch.
I mean. Unless it gets overturned.
Chris Hogan had a circus catch last week in the AFC Championship game that was, you know, had to be reviewed, that kept a drive alive in that football game. So wide receivers are paid big money to catch the football. If it's in their area code, they're supposed to catch it. That's the assumption.
As of right now, or at least the line I'm looking at, which I think is unofficial, Patriots are 4-point favorites.
That's fair. That's fair. The Rams are a good team. I hope Todd Gurley's 100% healthy. He wasn't 100% in the NFC Championship game, but hopefully he'll be back healthy.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
It began with a challenge from the game's greatest players, a mission to solicit speed from every detail of the driver. The new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers were born from the pursuit of speed. And now Edwin Watts Golf challenges you to find a faster driver than the new Titleist TS2 or TS3 by participating in the Faster Than Yours Challenge, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf. For a limited time, test your current driver against the new TS2 and TS3 drivers, and you could win a $200 gift card. Come take the Titleist Challenge today, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf for a limited time only.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Steph Curry, learn how to dunk. Do you remember when Carmelo was the second best player in the NBA?
No.
Someone needs to tell Serena Williams that she looks like an overgrown lime. Tom Brady, the baddest man on the planet. Nickel Roby Coleman deserves a parade in his honor in L.A. for sending the Rams to the Super Bowl. What pass interference. Completely clean. NBC is thanking baby Jesus that Serena wasn't on national TV in her lime crime stopper jumpsuit. Mariano Rivera into the Hall of Fame with 100% of the vote, the only major league player to ever do that. I mean, he was great, but better than Greg Maddux? Nike lands the uniform contract for Major League Baseball, and they plan on launching a commercial to promote the brand with Roger Clemens, Mark McGwire, and Rafael Palmeiro as spokespeople. Australian Men's Open, Nadal and Djokovic. Aren't there any other good tennis players?
No.
Have you seen the starting five for the NBA West All-Stars? A.J. Pollock signed a four-year, $55 million contract with the Dodgers after hitting 257, 21 home runs and flies. And the biggest question everyone has is, who is A.J. Pollock? I have figured out what the Braves are doing. They are holding on to their money to go after Mike Trout in 2020. And these are my thoughts.
Mike Trout in 2020.
What a great move that would be.
That would be a just a that'd be a classic
blockbuster.
Man, this state Mike will have the whole state of California
if he wants it.
If he wants it.
If he does end up signing with the Braves, I mean, this is a stretch. But if they have an outfield of Trout, Inciarte, and Acuna, who plays center?
Did you say Inciarte?
Yeah.
Why are you even mentioning him in that statement that you just made?
He's got two gold gloves.
Okay. Trout, Acuna, Inciarte. Something's not sounding right here. Am I missing something? I don't know.
Because maybe Inciarte's not a power hitter?
Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Yeah. Yeah. Both power hitters.
Inciarte.
Leadoff guy. Is that your point?
So, I'm missing something here. I'm not quite getting it.
So
maybe it's just, you know.
So basically you're saying hands down NC Arte would play center.
I'm saying hands down that he might not be in the lineup or even on my team.
You got to have three outfield spots.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe with those two guys, you only need two.
Trade him for a pitcher, a starting pitcher, and package Julio Teheran in the deal as well.
Speaking of Julio Teheran, I saw a projected rotation for the Atlanta Braves in 2019. Julio Teheran is slated as the number four.
Okay. I mean, just not an opening day starter, please, Braves. Do not send him out there on opening day.
There would be nothing that would make my day better on opening day as if Julio Teheran trotted out the dugout as the Braves' opening day starter and they gave him the ball. There would be nothing that would make my day better. I enjoy things like that.
You do?
I do.
Mm. Only thing that I could guarantee Julio Teheran was be a rider rental van in his front yard today. Somewhere. You're going somewhere. Somebody, pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, somebody.
That might be why he's still Atlanta Brave, because nobody wants to pick the phone
up. I'm calling somebody, but nobody's answering. There's 30 other major league teams. Did they not pay their phone bill? Nobody's picking up the phone.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf and by Jessup Furniture.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Next segment, we'll have Kip's weekly butt hurt list, which has become very popular very quickly.
There's a few teams on here that have earned their spot. We'll get to it next segment.
The Atlanta Braves have solved their right field problem. His name's Nick Markakis.
Yay.
Good season last year. Struggled in the second half. Ended up with 90-something RBIs. Hit close to 300, right around. 14 home runs for Markakis, which is typically about where he was in his prime. He's now 35, one-year deal. $6 million contract with an option for a second year.
Yay. Can you? I'm excited, Jason.
You should be.
I'm excited about that.
Last year in the Braves lineup, he hit fourth. I expect him to hit sixth in this lineup.
Okay.
Just telling you the truth, man.
I mean,
it's a huge signing that they've got a corner outfielder.
So this is the Braves news that we've been waiting for all winter.
Splash.
Splash. We're going to make a splash. And, we just signed Nick Markakis. We brought him back. Come on. I'm excited. Okay.
You should be.
I'm excited. Who's going to be the opening day starter?
Right now it's supposed to be Fulton Avich.
Braves, come on. Are you waiting to the last minute? You going to pull a February surprise on us? Is that what they're going to do?
I'm going on record. Okay. Write this down.
All right.
Folks that listen to this show on a regular basis know that when I use those terms, write this down, those three words, it's time to pay attention. Because I'm about to say something profound.
Okay.
So write this down. As the Braves roster is currently constructed with what the Nationals, Phillies, and Mets have done in the offseason, and what the Braves have done in the offseason, they'll be lucky to finish third. Write it down.
I mean, they need to make a splash. We're going to get that February surprise right before pitchers and catchers report in a couple of weeks. We're going to get the surprise that we've been waiting for.
Well, apparently,
phones are ringing, just not for Julio Teheran, but the phones are ringing.
Apparently, the Braves have been calling the Manny Machado camp.
Apparently. You know, I've been reading. You know, a dark horse for Manny Machado.
Well, I've seen the White Sox have been emerging as a pretty good contender. Is that where you're going? No.
How about the San Diego Padres?
I'd love to play in San Diego.
I went to a ball game in San Diego last June. It was like 63 degrees for like a businessman special, like 1 o'clock first pitch. Man, it was nice. Watch them play the A's. A's hit like 5 bombs in 2 innings. Ball carries in San Diego a little bit.
We're going to put that on our Twitter question of the week. Would you play in San Diego even if the team sucked and be happy?
I would.
Me too.
I mean, that would be a top destination. If you're a millionaire and you're getting paid, I mean, I get the competitive side of things and you want to win, but San Diego, Southern California weather, you getting paid millions of dollars. And it,
By the beach.
By the beach.
Weather all year round.
70 year round. Why wouldn't you want to play in San Diego?
Who cares if you stink?
I mean, if you go out there and produce, then they'll put enough pieces around you to be competitive.
That's why the Padres only have to produce one winner every decade. Because they don't have to win to get people to come over there and play.
The 98 Padres were good.
So we're gonna update the Twitter question of the week from last week. We've got two of them. We'll put that question up momentarily, and then we'll have to segue out and get to Kip's butthurt segment on the other side of the break. Question one. Should the Atlanta Braves make Julio Teheran the closer? 50% of our listening audience said yes.
Who are these people?
People that listen to the show.
Who calls in on these Twitter polls? Julio Teheran a closer?
John Smoltz did it.
Yeah, okay.
I just compared Julio Teheran to John Smoltz. I did it.
You did it. I don't know why you did it, but you did it. I don't know what led you to even put him even remotely in that category.
They're both around the same height.
Yeah.
And similar height. And similar hair.
Similar hair. Wow.
Does the United States Tennis Association, or tennis in general, need new faces other than Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, and Rafael Nadal? 100% yes.
Who's it going to be?
Don't know.
Need somebody. I remember the great days with Borg and Connors and all those great players.
Sampras, Agassi,
McEnroe,
Chang.
Yeah, great tennis.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and doc fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Georgia Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Auburn commit Jalen Simpson and Frederick Academy standout was selected and played in an all-star football game in Dallas. Fellow Frederica standout and Auburn commit as well, Jayshon Sheffield, also participated in that same game last season. High school baseball season quickly approaches, and the Glenn Academy Red Terriers and the Ware County Gators both look to be legit contenders for a state title in their respective classifications. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with your statewide sports teams at GeorgiaSportsEdition.com.
I guess apparently you think I'm wrong about the Glenn Academy Red Terriers.
They lost a lot last year. How do you get better when you lost your two best players?
Reload.
You don't reload. They don't have them kind of bullets to reload with.
All right.
You lose Will Bowden and Randon Jernigan, and you're going to be better in 2019?
Sometimes you just got to reload the gun, man.
Well, you don't have those kind of bullets to put in the gun.
Well, you can go buy some more.
Okay.
All right, so this segment has become very, very popular very quickly. It's Kip's weekly butt hurt segment. I had to be careful when I say that, but yeah. All right, so here we go.
Number 10, making their first appearance on the butt hurt list this year, is the Atlanta Braves. You tell everybody in Braves front office that you're going to go out and make a splash in the free agent market, and all you do is throw a tiny pebble into the ocean. Splash. With the Nick Markakis signing, re-signing. Splash. That's like a pebble dropping into the ocean. Splash. Off the San Luis Bridge, by the way. Splash. Number 9, the South Carolina Gamecock football program. I looked at your 2019 schedule.
They're still on your list?
Yeah. I only see 4 wins, and I only see possibly 1 SEC win. You got Georgia, Florida, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee improving. Then out west, you got Alabama and Texas A&M. And at the end of the season, with that little cherry on top, you got the defending national champion Clemson Tigers. And you're looking up the big brother every day. Ooh, it's going to be tough in Columbia. Number 8, a consistent member of this list, the Minnesota Vikings. You paid $84 million for a quarterback, Kirk Cousins, and you don't even make the stinking playoffs.
That really sticks in your craw, doesn't it?
Oh, it sticks in a lot of people's craw in the Twin Cities as well. Number 7, a new entry to the list, the Green Bay Packers.
Huh.
You fire your coach, you got one of the better quarterbacks in the history of football, and you go out and hire Matt LaFleur, Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator.
They were a juggernaut offensively.
Yes. That's your big splash, Green Bay. Number 6, the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're getting ready to play a Super Bowl. Pittsburgh doesn't even make the playoffs, and you're sitting at home watching with Super Bowl talent. You're in disarray, and Steeler Nation is butthurt. Number 5, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Jason, the decline is real. It has started. Mass exodus, coaching staff, players going to the NFL.
They have that every year.
Jalen Hurts going to Oklahoma. The decline is real.
Okay.
Number 4, making their first appearance as we transition from football to basketball.
Uh-huh.
Number four, the Los Angeles Lakers. You go out and you hire the greatest player in the history of all sports.
At least you finally admit it.
That's what they say. I'm being sarcastic.
You just admitted it.
I'm being sarcastic.
Finally, Kip comes around.
So they go out and they bring in LeBron James, and you're sitting in the ninth spot of the NBA playoffs started today.
They'll make a run.
You don't make the playoffs. You're one game over 500 with supposedly the greatest player of all time, who's been on the disabled list, by the way. I don't ever recall Michael Jordan being on the disabled list.
I remember once he had the flu in the finals.
Yeah, yeah. You see how that turned out for the Utah Jazz. Yeah. Pop! Oh, I'm on the DL. Number three, the Dallas Cowboys. I missed the show last week. They were going to be number one last week. I missed the show. We didn't have a butthurt list, but Dallas comes in at number three. The Dallas Cowboys are a unique creature. You know what they do, Jason? Every year in January, they go into hibernation. That's what the Dallas Cowboys do. They go into hibernation from January to August, and they've been doing it every year for the last 23 years. They go into hibernation, and you don't hear from them again until training camp starts. That's what the Cowboys do. Now in the offseason, they got to work on that Swiss cheese run defense. There was a lot of holes in it in the divisional series against the Rams. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs. You got Brady'd. That's simple as that. You joined a long list of teams that have been Brady'd over the years, and Chiefs Nation's butt hurt today. And number one this week on the butt hurt list is New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
They blow. Right. They are at home against the team that they should have beat. Drew Brees, one of the better Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
Good defense.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can't beat the Rams at home to go to Super Bowl. And to boot, you got a bad call, and so you got something to fall back on. And so Saints Nation's butt hurt right now. Really butt hurt. I read an article this week, Jason, where a doctor, an eye doctor in Louisiana called the NFL offices and offered to give all the NFL officials free eye exams.
That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, that's a true story. And so Saints Nation is hurting right now, and they are number one on this week's butt hurt list.
You know, I just want to say one of the things that I think gets overlooked about all of that, especially that pass interference call, what a heads-up play by Coleman.
If it doesn't get called, it's not a penalty.
And even look, he was beat. And so if he doesn't do something and the ball's caught, that's a touchdown and the game is over. It was I don't care that he got the penalty, because he gave his team the opportunity to at least stay in the game. Even if the pass interference is called, they're not in the end zone.
It's first and goal at six.
And then he got the best case scenario where he didn't even get the flag.
That's called good coaching, right?
I mean, it's one of the smartest plays that I've seen in sports in a long time. He was beaten, he knew it, and he made sure that the receiver wasn't going to catch the ball and score the touchdown. It was just a fantastic play.
It was a great play. If it doesn't get called, then it's not a penalty, correct?
That's right. And even if it did get called, the receiver doesn't catch the ball, and you're still giving your team another chance. They just have to defend from the six at first and goal instead of the game being over with a touchdown.
Yep.
And this is a great play, and he doesn't get enough credit for that.
Rams are in the Super Bowl. Saints are at home complaining about officiating.
Story over.
Boom. See ya.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
It began with a challenge from the game's greatest players, a mission to solicit speed from every detail of the driver. The new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers were born from the pursuit of speed. And now Edwin Watts Golf challenges you to find a faster driver than the new Titleist TS2 or TS3 by participating in the Faster Than Yours Challenge, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf. For a limited time, test your current driver against the new TS2 and TS3 drivers, and you could win a $200 gift card. Come take the Titleist Challenge today, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf for a limited time only.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Brings out my inner rapper.
That's good stuff right there.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by M&B Liquors, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
It began with a challenge from the game's greatest players, a mission to solicit speed from every detail of the driver. The new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers were born from the pursuit of speed. And now Edwin Watts Golf challenges you to find a faster driver than the new Titleist TS2 or TS3 by participating in the Faster Than Yours Challenge, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf. For a limited time, test your current driver against the new TS2 and TS3 drivers, and you could win a $200 gift card. Come take the Titleist Challenge today, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf for a limited time only.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Georgia Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit.
Auburn commit Jalen Simpson and Frederick Academy standout was selected and played in an all-star football game in Dallas. Fellow Frederica standout and Auburn commit as well, Jayshon Sheffield, also participated in that same game last season. High school baseball season quickly approaches, and the Glenn Academy Red Terriers and the Ware County Gators both look to be legit contenders for a state title in their respective classifications. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with your statewide sports teams at GeorgiaSportsEdition.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So we're going to jump into some Braves talk with Dansby Swanson. Dr. Sasser, as you know, Dansby had some work done on his wrist in the off season, and so basically what he had done, I'll kind of let you explain what this means. Loose impediment in the wrist removed the size of a lima bean. What's that mean?
I mean, that's a pretty big impediment. That's a pretty big loose body for a wrist, for anything. And this is something he's been dealing with a while. I know that. I mean, he's a right-handed player, so he throws right, but he's had that kind of fatigue and issues in his wrist and some ligament issues. But he's developed a loose body, and a loose body can basically be a small piece of cartilage, sometimes a little fleck of bone after an injury that will float around. And I tell people it's kind of like having a rock in your shoe, and that's what causes the limitation and pain.
So he says that he began to experience this pain in a doubleheader that they had back in April at Wrigley, where, believe it or not, the weather was cold and windy at Wrigley. Huh, shocker. Yeah. So he said that he began to feel the discomfort then. Is this an injury where sometimes bad weather could, I guess, flare it up and make it get worse or just bring it on?
It could be, but it could also just be from the fact that he had a doubleheader too, and just from the increased use that got it to flare up more than anything.
So at that point of the season, he was hitting about 350 somewhere in that range. And then, of course, this injury is something that he dealt with all season long, and he ended up hitting .238 on the year. Can we directly contribute the drop in average from 357 to 238 directly to that risk? Can we do that?
No, I think you can. I definitely think you can. Again, you know, your joints can develop loose bodies secondary to injury. Very common in the knee. You can see them in the hip. Baseball players get them in the elbow, sometimes in the shoulder, and in the wrist. And another thing, kind of an interesting kind of fact about a loose body, is it is usually like a small piece of cartilage, something that is flecked off, and now it's basically floating around in the wrist joint itself, and it acts like a pearl in an oyster. As it floats around, it gets the nutrition from the joint fluid, and so it can get bigger and bigger and bigger. So I doubt it started the size of a lima bean. Could have started very small, half the size of a Tic Tac or something like that. And then as it slowly increased in size, it became problematic, which affected his hitting.
He would say, he said that this little impediment would actually slide in and out of the joint on his left hand. Now, I'm a little confused by what he means by that. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, definitely, definitely. They can, you know, again, it's not adhered. A lot of times these small loose bodies aren't adhered to the joint capsule. And so, and that's why I said it's a rock in your shoe. It can slide in and out. It can sort of lodge in different places. And sometimes it won't even be symptomatic. We have folks that I'll see for loose bodies in their knee. And a few times it will actually float around and they'll trap it. They'll sit there and they'll have it between their thumbs and they'll say, there it is. And then when they let it go, it kind of disappears. So, yes, it can definitely move around. And based on where it's located, it can affect your performance and, you know, life.
He had the surgery on November the 7th. Is that enough time to give him, I guess, time to be ready for spring training, the season? Is that enough rehab time for him?
It should be. It definitely should be. I mean, basically, if it was just a loose body removal, and it might have been a little cleanup too, but if it was even just a loose body removal, then basically all you're doing is giving the rehab time for repair of the surgical incision and then getting his range of motion and strength back. So I definitely think from November to spring training, he should be fine.
Again, joining us is Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Now, of course, I want to go back to the word he used, fatigue. So if he's got fatigue in the wrist due to this injury, now that the piece of cartilage, I guess, has been taken out of the wrist, does the wrist just automatically now go back to normal, or is there rehab involved?
To a certain degree, it goes back to normal. I know it kind of sounds like I'm hedging my bet. but the fatigue, it comes from the inflammation. The wrist is saying probably when he goes out and he throws and he hits a little bit, it feels just fine. And then as it gets flared up, that's when it starts to feel weaker. So the fatigue isn't really secondary to a muscle imbalance or a muscle fatigue, but it probably feels a little loose. You know, when probably what was happening is that the joint itself was getting a little swollen. When joints get inflamed, that inflammation creates joint fluid. As we all know, you know, people say their knee is swollen or they have fluid on their knee. Same thing that happens to the wrist. And so as that wrist becomes inflamed, and throughout a game, it probably has increased swelling, that's when it feels tired, and that's the fatigue. So when the impediment, the loose body, is removed, that stops that cycle.
Got it. Okay, well, Dr. Sasser, one last question, and then I'll let you go. Of course, you're well aware of this. I'm letting our listeners know this. Here recently, you treated me for a partially torn MCL after I came in there playing a game of basketball where I had dunked on a bunch of 18- and 19-year-olds. That's a true story.
Right.
And so I just...
How tall was that goal?
Well, we don't really talk about that. we leave that fact out.
Sure.
It wasn't necessarily the goal was shorter, it's just I had a step stool.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So I just wanted to thank you for taking the time to get me in right before the Christmas holidays, get everything done, the MRI done. I know you rushed that through, so I really wanted just to say thank you. And thank you for treating me. These guys, I'm here to tell you, taking good care. I'm only a few weeks removed, and, you know, I'm walking around with barely a limp now.
Good, good. I mean, that's the whole goal. I mean, I try to treat everybody the same, get them in, get them out, and get them back out. Dunking basketballs, just hopefully not on a footstool. So
I'm a little hurt that you didn't believe the entire story.
Well, you know, I can. It might be a stretch, but I can see it. I can picture it in my head. It was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I tell that story to this day.
Right. Good.
Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking your time.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you, Jason.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye bye.
That yard getting out of control, you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood. Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Neary and his staff a call at 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Nat's Landing, Pristine Water, and Molina's Landscaping. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Dallas Cowboy fans, we'll see you next August when you come out of your cave. I mean, they're in hibernation. That's what they do. 23 years in a row and counting now, Jason. Dallas Cowboys, you can depend on them. You can set the clock by Cowboy Nation. They exit out in January. They show back up in August. They come out of the cave. They're rested up. They're, you know, they've eaten a lot, you know. And then they're ready to go back at it, and they have a season. They'll go 9-7, 10-6, win the NFC East, get a wild card, lose in the playoffs.
What number were they on your butthurt list?
They were number 3. They were number 1 last week, but I was out, so they'd have been at the top of the list last week. But they dropped to number 3 this week after that no call for the Saints, and then the Chiefs got Brady'd. That's what happens to a lot of teams.
Does Kansas City have a good enough, young enough team to get back to that situation, or are they going to be a one-hit wonder?
They're going to be back. They just got to shore up the defense. They get a little help in the secondary, they'll be back.
Speaks volumes that you fire a defensive coordinator the day after you lose an overtime to Tom Brady. It's not his fault. It's Tom Brady's Tom Brady.
That's what happens.
But they did give up, I think, like the most points in the NFL this season, or they were up there.
Yeah. That would be a good Twitter question. How, in your estimation, how many defensive coordinators has Tom Brady gotten fired in his career?
Oh, that's a great question. We'll put it up there. Bishop_show.
This has been the Jason
Twitter.
Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.